Yes, this is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here this morning with the morning devotional. My number is 484-919-8850. My thoughts this morning went to the little children that were killed in Bethlehem there for the sake of Jesus. We know that the three wise men, or let's just say the wise men, followed the star over to Bethlehem, and there they lost the star. And they stopped in at Herod's place to figure out where this baby was to be born. This little king, and there they figured out it would be in Bethlehem, and Herod sent them off saying that he would like to know where this baby is so he could also come and worship him. We all know that Herod didn't intend to worship this new king. I think he was troubled. I think the scriptures say he was troubled. And he had another agenda. And here it says, then Herod. Well, what had happened here is when the wise men went and they found baby Jesus there, the Lord appeared to the wise men and told them not to go back to Herod, but to go home another way. So they went home another way. And here it says, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 3 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken of Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and not to be comforted because they are not. I guess when I see this picture and I realize how this may have looked, first of all, we do understand that King Herod had another agenda. But there were also other things that play in here. King Herod probably saw himself as unreplaceable. He was probably in projects, and he was probably trying to get things done, and he couldn't see his way through in how anybody else would get or finish the projects that he was in. And when I say projects, I'm talking about wide scope projects that involved a lot of things. And he was probably trying to get some things done. And if we can just break this down to King Herod's life here, we see kings as, too many times we see kings as people that were just living for themselves and in their own pleasure. But if we really stop and think, this was a man, he was a human being, and he was trying to accomplish things, and his name depended on it. He was responsible for a lot of things, and possibly a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening, and he probably had figured everything out just like a puzzle. And here, this was no small threat for him. And he couldn't see his way through. And because of that, if we can just think about it, these little innocent children suffered from it. But there's one thing that I'd like to point out here this morning. As parents, before we were parents, our joys and sorrows were definitely joys and sorrows. However, as time goes on and in later married years, our children suffer and have their sufferings, and they have their joys. They have their happy times. They have their good times, and they have their bad times. And what happens is, for us as parents, when our children have a joy, it multiplies itself in our hearts. What used to be just a joy to us before we were married, now to see our children joy, you know, that multiplies to tens and hundreds of times sometimes. But also, when our children experience a painful experience, it's just a painful experience to them. But in the parents' hearts, that painful experience goes much deeper, tens and maybe hundreds of times deeper sometimes. So it was not just the children here that were suffering the consequences of the decision that Herod made here. In some families, it could have well been up to 3 of their smallest children. It says 2 years and under. So it could have easily been that the oldest child would have only been almost 3 years old, and his next 2 siblings could have been born by that time. So for some families, I think it was up to 3 of their youngest children were killed over this time. I can only imagine fathers grabbing their children and running with horses and soldiers right behind them and overtaking them, and fathers trying to shield their children only to having to give up. Maybe some of the fathers even gave their lives, I don't know. But I see a terrible scene here, and to be honest with you, I could just weep when I think of this picture here. However, I would like to take another look here. We think these things only happen in king's houses. King Herod had a lot to hold together. He had a lot of things. He had a lot he had to keep tied together. And in our lives, this happens way too many times, especially for me, where I'm trying to keep everything together. I'm trying to make everything work. And, you know, sometimes we don't even have an agenda behind it. We're just trying to make things work, and we're trying to hold things together. And we tend to forget that for God, these things are no problem at all. And we take matters in our own hands, and we try to keep things together. We try to make things work smoothly, and we even come to a point where we see ourselves indispensable. We don't know how the projects could even go on without us, and we feel responsible, and we do what we need to do to keep this and that project going and this and that. Maybe it's our living. Maybe it's a community thing. Maybe it's something where we're reaching out to others, and there's just a lot to keep together. Maybe we're a church elder and a church leader, and we just feel so responsible for everything, and we're willing to sacrifice our children, to sacrifice our quality time with our children and with our wives, and in effort to keep everything together, to keep everything together, to make sure that everything's running right according to what we feel responsible for. But Jesus said, he said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. And we have a tendency of forgetting this. We have a tendency of forgetting that God's ways are so much better and higher than our ways. His thoughts are so much better. And for us to just surrender these things into his hands, the projects that we're into, or maybe the living that we need to make, or maybe the list goes on and on, to surrender this into God's hand every morning, and to just come to him and let things go according to his will, that his will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. The thing that I see here with Herod is, here Jesus' father, Joseph, and Mary, father and mother of Jesus, they were told by an angel to flee into Egypt. I find it interesting. You know, so many times we can try to hold things together, and yet what God wants is still accomplished. And many times we hurt those around us. We hurt our children, our wives, our spouses, because we feel responsible and we're trying to hold things together on our own rather than surrendering our thoughts for God's thoughts. What I'd like to point out here this morning is, we look at this story about Herod and we say, that was awful. But can we examine our hearts, and is this happening in our lives as well? Are those around us hurting because we have to hold the ends together ourselves and we're not surrendered to God? And our thoughts, we hold our thoughts more important than God's thoughts. Lord, have mercy on us. I just wish a better for you all and for myself, and that I could come, that we could come to a place of surrenderedness, that we could make a difference in the things that we need to make a difference, and let go of the things that we can't make a difference anyway, and the wisdom to know the difference. Lord, bless you all, and may God's wisdom be with you today.